Good afternoon.
Hello.
And how have you been proceeding?
Not good, no. What happened with the last couple of months? How come I can't wasn't be able to speak to you?
Now, I will express to you in a similar manner as I have with several other individuals, and as a follow-up, in a manner of speaking, to what I was expressing in our recent group interaction. This has been a challenging time framework for most individuals, yourself included, other individuals, and Michael. And in that, it is also a part of this present wave in consciousness, this religious wave. Now, in that, in relation to what this wave was designed to encourage in your awareness, I expressed in our previous group interaction that many of these delays are not only associated with whatever you are doing or whatever Michael is doing, but that I have been a participant in all of this also. And in that, let me express that a part of the reason for these delays in interaction with myself was intentional in relation to myself to encourage all of you to be paying more attention to yourselves and to be discovering, in the very least, some of your answers for yourselves. All of you have expanded to the point in which you can give yourselves at least some of your own answers. And in that, I would express that most individuals have become somewhat complacent in that, in the expectation that they do not necessarily have to entirely pay attention to themselves, for they can engage myself and ask questions and I will give them the answers. And in this, this is not the point in shifting. The point is for you to be self-directing and therefore be self-reliant and self-empowered. And in that, a part of the reason for these delays has been precisely that, to encourage each and all of you to be doing that more. Not that I incorporated any agenda to not be available to all of you, I will be, and I will continue to be. But it was also important that each of you pay attention and listen to yourselves and attempt to be deciphering what you are doing, paying attention to what you are doing, acknowledging what you are feeling, defining what you are feeling, and then generating choices in relation to those factors of what you are doing and feeling and thinking. And in this, empowering yourself that you can move forward. You do have that power. You do have the ability to be directing yourself and to be generating choices that are more beneficial to you. And to being expressing the ability to manage what you are thinking and feeling in a more beneficial and productive manner to yourself. For I have given you information in how to do that. And therefore, this was a time framework for all of you to actually practice what we have discussed and what we have engaged and all of the suggestions that I have offered to each of you. Now, in that, whether any of you engage taking advantage of that time framework or not was also your choice. But even if you did not, it gives you an example. And in that, now I can move forward with each of you in that capacity in which I can be emphasizing those points and encouraging you in those directions more so. And perhaps you will be more likely to apply these actions with yourself to be more self-directing and therefore be more empowering. And what is your assessment?
I don't know. I don't care.
Huh?
I don't know what's...
Then why did you ask?
I don't know.
If you genuinely don't care, why did you ask?
Because I wanted to know why. Just as a general interest. Why am I still alive? Can you tell me why I'm still alive? Like, what's my intent? I don't know why I'm still alive.
Part of why you are still alive is that when you enter into and engage physical focus, you also incorporate, in a manner of speaking, a built-in mechanism that is associated with your body consciousness to survive. That is part. I would express that another piece is associated with your intent in this focus. And in that, it is a very strong drive to, in a manner of speaking, overcome.
Overcome what?
Precisely.
That makes no sense. Overcome what?
Overcome anything.
So basically, I came here to make it hard for myself.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's overcome is basically trying to make it hard as myself as possible.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily to generate the most difficulty possible. No. But that in anything that you present to yourself, to challenge yourself to overcome. That is not necessarily automatically meaning a problem. It merely is a designation of moving around a challenge to overcome a challenge, and it matters not what the challenge is. Overcoming is not always associated with a problem. I am aware that it is in your perception, but in that, it is also an expression of what you can accomplish and how you can display your power to yourself.
I don't like being alive. I don't know why I'm alive. I don't know. I just don't care about anything. I don't care about the shift. I don't care about water, whatever, for rising water. I don't care about anything. I don't know why.
Then what do you want to do?
I don't know.
You want to disengage?
No. But I'd rather disengage than keep on living.
What have you been engaging recently? What have you been engaging recently that is uncomfortable for you or distressing, or what you don't like?
I just don't like the way I look, and I don't like the way I look, and it's sort of affecting everything about me.
You don't like the way you look. You don't like your appearance.
Yeah.
And in that, don't like your appearance because of your skin and your weight.
Yeah.
And in that, you feel powerless to change that in any manner.
Yeah.
have you considered consulting a physician?
No.
Why?
For what?
In relation to your dissatisfaction with your appearance.
Well, what could they're just going to say, I know exactly what the problem is. I eat too much. Pretty obvious.
I would express that is an assumption.
Well, what can I go and say to him?
That's an assumption that you are generating based in what you already think. And what your perception already is.
Well, if perception creates reality, then that's what it's going to be.
And precisely, that is what it is. But you are also generating an assumption about what will be.
Well, you just said it is what it is.
Now. And pastly.
Well, then why would I go to the physician to say exactly what it is?
I would express that it could be a physician, it could be a healer, it could be an individual that is a coach, it could be any individual in a position in which they generate that type of direction as their vocation. In this, their vocation or their choice in what they do is to help other individuals feel better. Now, in that, because that is their job, what I would express to you is that the benefit, perhaps, of engaging an individual that is a physician or a coach or a healer is that if you were to express your heartfelt discomfort with yourself and are genuine with that individual, you may offer yourself the opportunity to engage with an actual other individual that could be encouraging and coaching with you. I can give you information. I can give you reasons. I can give you suggestions. But I am not physically focused. And therefore, I can express my energy with you every moment of every day. But that is not to say that you will necessarily notice it if you are not paying attention or if you are not open to that. And in not being physically focused with you, I cannot physically participate with you. Therefore, you and I can engage conversations, and I can give you answers, and I can give you suggestions, and I can give you reasons. But in that, once we disengage conversation, then you are acting in a manner of speaking in your perception, in your actual life, alone, to implement those suggestions or those answers by yourself. And in that can be very difficult for an individual if they are steeped in a perception and the feelings of devaluing themselves. Therefore, if the individual, such as yourself, is steeped in the experience of being depressed, then your perception, when we stop our conversation, is that now you are alone and it is too difficult for you to actually implement any of the suggestions that have been offered if you have to do it by yourself. It is too difficult to motivate yourself. It is too difficult to do the actions. It is too difficult to concentrate. Whereas, if you were to engage another individual that is within physical focus with you, then you are not alone. Then when you are not motivated, or when it is difficult for you to engage some action, you have another individual physically present to aid you, to help to motivate you, or to encourage you when you do not want to engage, and to help motivate you and to validate you. In this, perhaps not a physician, perhaps a coach. And in that, individual is expressing in their chosen direction to do precisely that, to be encouraging, to be reinforcing, to be supportive, and to be present to help you in order that you not be alone. In that, I can continue to engage conversation with you and continue to offer encouragement and explanations and listen and give suggestions and give information as to reasons, but you would additionally incorporate an actual physically focused individual to physically help you. One of the greatest difficulties that you battle is that factor of being alone. One of the greatest pieces of this situation that creates the greatest challenge is that it is difficult for you to motivate yourself by yourself. And regardless of how real my energy is, it matters not if the individual does not notice it or is not aware of it. If your attention is so steeped in that direction of being alone and of devaluing yourself, it can be very difficult to move your attention in any other direction, even to distract yourself. It can be very difficult. I acknowledge that. I understand. And I am acknowledging of that. That is the reason that I would present that suggestion. For it may be very helpful if you incorporated one other physically focused individual that can express a physical presence with you that would allow you to see that you are not alone, that you do not have to be alone.
Honestly, I'm not going to do any of this. So that was pointless.
And what do you want?
I don't know.
I asked.
I don't know.
You want to disengage. You express no, you do not. But then you express yes, you do.
Well, I don't know what I want. I have no idea what I want. Nothing excites me. Nothing gets me.
You know what you want. You want to stop feeling what you are feeling.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is not even necessary at this point that you know what you want in a direction that is something that you actually enjoy or that you actually want. You do know what you do not want. And that can be a beginning point.
Well, I'm finished in the hospital. And after basically this month, I have no idea what I'm going to do. And I'm petrified. And that's where the fear comes from.
And that can be very overwhelmingly frightening, especially if you do not know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Or if you do not know what you even enjoy doing.
Uh-huh.
Let me also give you a counter idea to think about. The reverse of engaging a coach. The reverse of engaging a coach would be to entertain the idea, perhaps for you to be a coach to someone. Perhaps for you to be the encourager to someone else in cycling.
I don't feel like doing any of that. I just don't feel like doing anything.
I'm understanding, but what you are feeling. And in that, you also do not want to continue to be afraid. And that is a very real fear presently of what to do and employment, correct?
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know what I want. It's not looking good. I don't know.
Scream.
I can't.
Why?
'Cause I don't want to scream.
Why?
Because there's other people in the house and I don't want to scream.
Go outside and scream.
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
That is not a reason.
Look, time is up.
What will happen if you scream?
Look, it was pointless talking to you. I'm done. Okay.
I will be offering my energy.
Yeah.